people in northern Wisconsin are digging out from a major winter storm that hit the area over the weekend. Duluth, Minnesota, 22 inches. National Weather Service says that's the ninth highest storm total in the city's history. Other places got even more snow, and then there's the wind. Duluth International Airport recorded one wind gust of 54 miles an hour. Schools closed, events canceled, travel was a mess. But conditions are improving, and the weather should cooperate over these next days at least. Danielle Kading is Wisconsin Public Radio's reporter in Superior. Danny, thank you for helping us out today.
Thank you.
What is the latest that you're seeing after you were just dumped with snow?
Well, it's just pretty much par for the course when you live up in northern Wisconsin. So people are just, you know, digging out as best they can. And today, you know, there were still bus routes that weren't running. There were side streets that weren't plowed. You know, when you get snow that's as heavy as that, it just takes a long time to keep the roads clear, and it's hard for city services and plows to keep up with all of that.
Yeah, and you know, Duluth and Superior really work together. They see themselves as these collaborating communities. Duluth is on this big hill, and there's a huge bridge over water that connects these two communities. How difficult is it with just the terrain when we're trying to keep the streets clear with this much snow?
Well, I just know from personal experience that trying to make it down the hill in Duluth, it can be challenging at best. When you've got conditions like this, sometimes you're just sliding around. And that's why, you know, they often tell people to just stay home, stay put, you know, avoid getting stuck, which a lot of people did get stuck. There were a lot of cars that were marooned on the side of the road or the side of the highway. And, you know, on the Minnesota side, they shut down I-35 for a portion from Poplar to Cloquet, just south of Duluth, for a time on Saturday night. So it was not, you know, a time when you want to be out traveling. And yeah, there is a difference, too, between the cities that you mentioned. You know, if you look back historically to one of the biggest two-day snowfall totals that we ever had in the Twin Ports, you know, Superior got 45 inches and Duluth got 3 feet. And that was in 1991. So you can definitely pick up 10 inches or lose 10 inches, depending on which side of the river you're on.
Duluth is in St. Louis County. Their public works department said that the weather was so bad that even some plows were getting stuck. So in addition to those vehicles, hard for plows, I imagine then could also be a concern for emergency crews. And even, I guess, the streets not being plowed yet could be a concern.
Yeah, well, I mean, right now they're saying that roads are passable, and Duluth lifted its travel advisory earlier today, but said, you know, still use caution. But, you know, yesterday when I was able to make it out for a little bit in a truck, you weren't going anywhere in a car if you were stuck on a side street, driving down the road, seeing plows with chains on their tires. And I think if you see a plow with chains on their tires, that's probably pretty serious.
Yeah, things are a big deal. Danny Kading is Wisconsin Public Radio's reporter in Superior, and we're talking about the aftermath of a winter storm that buried swaths of northern Wisconsin in about 2 feet of snow. Certainly want to talk about Bayfield County. The most snow appears to be in Washburn. That's 31 inches. What do you know about the latest there? That's a lot of snow.
Well, I imagine they're digging out just like the rest of us. You know, that was an area too, like around the Bayfield Peninsula, where there were some concerns too about lakeshore flooding. But it doesn't look like that was as much of an issue. They definitely got a lot of snow on the peninsula. Over on the eastern side in Herbster, or I'm sorry, the western side, Herbster saw 23 inches. La Pointe on Madeline Island got 20 inches. There's just a lot of snow and enough for it to go around.
All right. Well, and we also hear some of the lake enhancement or lake effect snow, even when things happen on the eastern shoreline of Wisconsin. So that's certainly something to keep an eye on when you're as far north in Wisconsin as you are.
I mean, definitely you see higher amounts near the lake.
Yeah. Were there widespread power outages? How are people staying safe that way?
You know, not that I heard. I think for a time there was, you know, around 1,200 people who were without power, according to Minnesota Power, but it didn't seem like power outages were the big deal. Really, it was the high winds and the heavy snow that just really made travel difficult, if not impossible. And I think plows in Ashland County even stopped running for a time. There were segments of U.S. Highway 2 as you go towards Hurley and then south towards Manitowish Waters on Highway 51 that where travel was not advised. So I think travel was the thing that was probably most affected yesterday.
Worse because it was the Thanksgiving weekend, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Sure. I mean, people that even work for us were trapped up here. So I imagine that there were a lot of people who were experiencing delayed travel plans, whether it was just getting on the road or missing a flight or two. And hopefully they're able to make it back to their destination safely.
And we know you are not a meteorologist, but you did talk with the National Weather Service. What made this such a big storm this weekend?
Well, it was just a really slow moving system, and it had a lot of moisture that it brought with it, and it just kind of hung around and just kind of stalled over the area as it was moving through. And so, they were seeing snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches an hour. And when you have something like that, it's just really hard to keep up with all of that and make it so that you can get down the road.
Northern Wisconsin saw a lot of closures over the weekend and schools today. Are you expecting schools mm-hmm. will be open tomorrow? Are things kind of getting back to normal?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, classes at UW Superior were closed, I believe, until 1 today. Superior and Duluth Public Schools were closed today. But I imagine, everybody will be back in school tomorrow and that things will be fairly normal. I mean, this is kind of what everyone expects up here. So I think people plan ahead. Although I will say that the snow was extremely wet and heavy, which just made it even that more difficult to clear, if you were shoveling or snow blowing. I know a lot of people on my block, their snow blowers broke and wouldn't work or were constantly clogged because it was just so wet.
And then you couldn't buy any. So that's a thing,
no.
too.
No.
Hey, Danny.
They're definitely sold out.
I appreciate your perspective that this is what's expected, but that doesn't make it easy. So, definitely good work up there, and we really appreciate it and we recognize that. Happy to be spared this time, though.
Yeah. Well, next time it's your turn.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. We got a lot of winter ahead of us. Danny, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thanks, Keely.
Danielle Kading is Wisconsin Public Radio's reporter in Superior, covering the big snowstorm that moved across northwestern Wisconsin over the weekend. It dropped more than 21 inches in many locations. Washburn even reported the highest amount at 31 inches of snow.